We are all weak. We all make mistakes. If you go a bit and you couple it with Tawbah, Istighfar, Allah will protect you. But when you want to justify, you are going to go completely wrong. And you go more wrong and you won't realize you are wrong. And not that you won't realize you are wrong, you will be adamant I'm right. But when the actual fact is, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. How you know your children, you will know you are it's wrong. But you will prove that I am right. You won't want to, just like the kuffar, in all the matters which the Quran Sharif discusses, they knew they are wrong, but they were adamant that we are right. That is how they present the picture. We are right. So therefore, we must take a lesson from this, that we must be very careful, and this marad of the heart, the sickness of the heart, if we are not, this is what is called islah. This is what is called concern of the akhirah, that how much of that have I got in my heart. And if I'm not going to treat it, my condition can become. And it is not a matter of fault finding. It is not a matter of proving we are right and you are wrong. It is a matter for all of us, our concern when we will go in the qabr. How our mort will come. And nobody has got a guarantee. Nobody knows whose condition can be what. So we have to fear very much and remove this completely from our heart. And a very definite effort must be made for any things of this disease of the heart. Whether it is pride in the heart, whether it is arrogance in the heart. And a lot of us, we are suffering from this. And we don't recognize it. A person who is a little bit sincere, Allah will have that person. We use the names of the previous great buzurgs, what they did. We use the name of Islam to do this. How many of us, even when we go by our mashayikh, by our buzurgs, and then we go and give such a picture, we sit like humble mice in front of them. But inside, we got all other things in our heart. And we do all other things. A person who even got his bayat also, he got khilafat also. And when he meets with his sheikh, so humble he meets. But in the meantime, going to the church and praying with the Christians in the church. Hey, that is in his heart. And yeah, and the sheikh is such a sheikh. Haji Ahmed Nakhud Asaf, Rahmatullah Ali, once we having meals together, we had a Varachia family in land, and vegetable salads that come, and usually there's a fork. So Haji Ahmed was so angry about the fork, he said, Dil chata hai kis ko tordu, with anger in his way. He said, yeh isaiyo ka tarika. They couldn't even see a fork. And yeah, we say we following you, we like humble, but we going in the church and praying with them. And yeah, he can't even see your sheikh, can't even see a fork. He's boiling when he sees that. Haji Ahmed couldn't sit down, also problem, knee problem, back problem, but he shouldn't sit at a table to eat. He says, wo isayo ka tarika. He says, put a little, some cushion in front of me or something. Though, normally we say, you can sit at a table, you like that. But he says, that's isai tarika. I won't sit at the table. Give me my food and just put like a little desk or a box or something in front of me. So it doesn't resemble their tarika. So Allah help us, guide us. It's not to find fault with others, it's to find fault with ourselves. And we must be worried for everyone's hidayat and make dua for everyone's hidayat. Qabr is not at all an easy thing. And much more worse, the hard is qiyamah. And much more than that is jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us all and guide us all to righteousness and forgive us for all our shortcomings.